Albio Seres is a Democratic Party member of the United States House of Representatives. Mr. Seres represents New Jersey, though a lot of his time is devoted to fighting for democracy in the country where he was born, Cuba. In fact, he's currently in Prague to meet Czech politicians and NGOs who share his opposition to the Castro regime. I spoke to Albio Seres during his visit and began by asking him not about the Cuban opposition, but about his own early years on the island.
I came to this country, to the United States, at the age of 11. I left Cuba in 1962 on January 12th, and I turned 11 on January 26th. Basically, went straight to New Jersey. After 2 weeks in the country, we would in New Jersey with my mother's sister, and I've been in New Jersey for about 45 years now.
And you were in Cuba for the first 3 years, I guess, of
right.
Castro's regime. What are your strongest memories of that era?
Well, I remember the military collecting all the books in town, in the schools, and changing the history books in town. I remember them collecting the books and the magazines in English and burning in front of the entrance of the town. I lived in a small town. And I remember when they would teach you, a group of kids of about 15, they would teach you how to take apart, they would teach you how to march. And they would march you under a tree because it was Caribbean, it's hot. And they would have a military man there, oddly enough, with a Czechoslovakian machine gun. And he would teach you how to take apart and put together that Czechoslovakian machine gun. The reason I remember it was Czechoslovakian at the time, is because they used to call it in Cuba a Checa. It had the name, and obviously it came from here at the time.
Were your family directly affected by the Castro regime?
Very little. We had a very modest home that we left, but nothing. My parents were not from wealth. My father didn't have too much education in my mother, but, you know, they worked and they had a job, and they were productive members of society.
And do you still have family in Cuba?
Yes, I have aunts and I have cousins still on the island.
And is it possible to go back as an American now? Can you visit, for example, people could visit this country under communism if they had a passport of another state?
Well, the travel restrictions are difficult, but I don't think I want to visit and I don't think I'd be able to visit. I mean, they expelled your foreign minister last year just for meeting with the dissidents. Can you imagine if I go, what they do to me?
And tell us, why do you campaign against the Castro regime?
Well, you have people call it communist. I call it totalitarian. It's an island prison. People can't move around. People have no freedom of expression. Dissidents are put in jail. There's no democracy, no say. It's very typical of a communist state, something that you experience here.
The International Committee for Democracy in Cuba, the ICDC, is based here in Prague. What does it mean, do you think, to the opposition in Cuba to have a group like that group, the ICDC, in the Czech Republic, a long way from Cuba, but campaigning for democracy in Cuba?
Listen, the Czech Republic has become an example throughout the world of how you can transition from communism into a democracy. You are certainly become an example how you can do it peacefully and how your economy can thrive and how your country can thrive under a democracy. I think it's only appropriate that you have that committee here. And as a matter of fact, that's why we're here. We're here to thank the Czech people.
And are there some groups or some mechanisms under which Cuban dissidents or opposition are currently learning from Czechs, from their experience?
Well, not just, I think the rest of the world, just besides the dissidents in Cuba, can learn from the Czech experience. My God, when you think that the tanks were rolling in here, what, 39 years ago, and now you look at this country as I drive around, as I look around, I can see the people's faces. I can see the satisfaction that you have your country back and that you have a democracy that you can express yourself.
I know on this trip to Europe, you're also going to Hungary and Poland. Do you know, in those other post-communist states, is there a similar anti-Castro feeling?
Well, I think it's anti-totalitarian, anti-communism, anti anything that is against democracy. I think that those are the feelings, because people want democracy.
In recent years, the European Union seems to have softened a bit in its attitude to Cuba. What's your attitude to that? Perhaps some people could say it's reasonable, given that many democratic states and groupings deal with what you could call dodgy states.
You know, I worry about that, because you have people that have investments in Cuba, these countries, but they don't know that they're not helping Cuba. They're actually hurting the Cuban people, because the Cuban people cannot take an advantage of anything that they do on the island. So, you know, just for monetary purpose, I think it's wrong on their part.
It's often said that sanctions don't work against dictatorships, because it's the people who suffer, as you say, people don't benefit. On the other hand, it's the people who suffer from restrictions and sanctions. Do you think the United States embargo on Cuba should remain in place?
Look, the embargo is something that could go away very easily. You know, there are three things that the island can do, Cuba can do: release the dissidents, call for elections, and allow freedom of expression. I don't think those are three things that are very difficult in order for the embargo to go away.
Fidel Castro is still alive, but his brother Raul seems to really be in charge these days. And even recently he said that the standard wage in Cuba was clearly insufficient, and he's been talking about more foreign investment. Is there a chance, do you think, that he could bring about a kind of Chinese-style move towards, not democracy, but economic freedom, which could satisfy the people?
Look, we don't want the China experiment in Cuba. We want a society that can express themselves, a society that has the ability to vote. The China experiment may be good for China, but you look at that society, there's no expressions. There's no freedom of expression. We don't want that in Cuba. We want a Cuba that is free, to have a democracy where people can choose their leaders, and they do it through the vote.
Looking to the future, how do you see things in Cuba, given that Castro, Fidel, won't be around for so much longer, I'm sure you're hoping. How do you see the future of Cuba?
Well, you know, I'm hopeful that once he's gone, because he is the central figure, you know, he's bigger than life in that sense, that the island and the Cuba, that we can start moving towards a democracy, and there could be some movement towards that on the island.
And do you think in 10, 15 years we will have that?
Listen, I'm hoping that in 10 or 15 years we're like the Czechs, where the Czechs are.
And would you consider, if that happens, I don't know, retiring there or going back? Would that ever cross your mind?
Well, look, I'm 56 years old. I spent a great deal of time in the United States. I mean, I certainly visit. I have relatives and I have friends that I grew up with. We'll have to see. My mission right now is to do everything possible to make sure that Cuba becomes a democracy and not continue another 50 years of repression like we have had.